News from Oroville, February 6, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Andrea and Danielle. The weather in Oroville today is sunny with scattered clouds, the temperature reading between 25 and 28 degrees, with a northeasterly wind at 21 kilometers per hour.
So, what happened when you went out this morning?
When I went out this morning, I was aware of some interesting vibrations in the atmosphere. We are going to have the 21st of February is Mother's birthday, followed by a week later Oroville's birthday, and we will be having a lunar eclipse on the 21st, which of course means some disturbance in the atmosphere, making everybody feel perhaps a little vulnerable.
And more news?
Well, here is an excerpt of Ingo speaking about integral science.
The living cells have developed on an evolutional scheme to animals, to vegetals, and then as a highest development to the human. And then here again you see an open end. If we go beyond the human, which is the idea of Sri Aurobindo, we come to the complex. And things start getting so complex that we are having a lot of difficulties to understand what is really happening. So we have three open ends in our integral science. We have the very small, where things disappear into nothing. We have the very big, where the overview over the things is not possible anymore. And we have the complex, where things get so complicated that we can't follow them with our mind.
Check the website for the timing of the broadcast of the entire interview. The Pavillon de France, along with Aquadine, taking advantage of the presence of Jacques Collin, researcher, writer, and lecturer on water, present a talk entitled The Water of Your Life on February 6th, that's today, in Town Hall at 7:30 p.m.
We'll be recording this event.
Good. And we have also on February the 7th at 5 p.m. in Town Hall, a general information meeting has been called in consideration of the recent passing of Roger Anger, the emblematic significance of the coming 40th anniversary of Oroville and the completion of the Matremandir, the relevance to the different blockages and difficulties in the process of realizing the city. The question is to the community of Oroville, can the awareness of its vocation be revived? This could be the occasion to reaffirm our commitment to the completion of the city the earth needs. There's a need to aspire and call for a more transparent and focused governance of Oroville. So that meeting takes place on Thursday the 7th, also today, at 5 p.m. in Town Hall. At Pitanga, there's an exhibition of charcoal and pencil drawings executed by Shakti of images of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. The exhibition runs through the 19th. The Pavillon of Tibetan Culture issues an invitation to a contemporary Tibetan painting exhibition, Visions of Tibet by Sonam Lundup. Inauguration, also today, at 5 p.m., by a group of Tibetan monks. This exhibition will run from today, February 7th, through the 29th.
And now just a few news from the radio. We did record this week the INGO conference and some meeting about Kerala films and some another meeting on CIRU, the Center International of Research for Human Unity. And yesterday, a French conference about Démêlé, that it's a new method to seek your health through the psychological inner research.
The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka and Danielle. And for further information, please check the website, oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.